Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Getting ready for tomorrow night's 2020 presidential debate. Steve Roberts, political analyst, is joining us live. And it almost seems like, Steve, that the attention is on two of those frontrunners, Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden.
Well, you know, actually, I think it's really on Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren. Bernie Sanders, in my view, is fading. He's down to about 15% in the national polls. Honestly, I think the heart attack he suffered, it's a personal setback, but it just really reinforces the fact that at 78, he's awfully old to be running for president. And frankly, I think his campaign, it's not over yet, but I just don't see him really challenging Elizabeth Warren or Joe Biden. If you look at the national polls, the averages, Susan, Biden and Warren together get more than 50% of the vote. Sanders is the only other candidate in double digits. And below that, you have Buttigieg and Harris and, you know, the rest of them. We've been saying this for months now. The next debate is the chance for one of those candidates to emerge, and it hasn't really happened. I think in many ways, this is down to a two-person race, Biden versus Warren.
All right, Biden versus, should we expect them to get most of the TV time on that debate stage? I mean, again, 12 people on one stage.
Yeah, I think they will. The moderators have generally focused on the front runners. But I think the one who really has the problem is Biden. His second debate performance was better than his first. But I think any honest assessment of his performance on the campaign trail has to say it's been disappointing. Like Sanders, you know, he's 76. I think he's shown his age. I don't think he has shown the fire or the spark that a winning candidate has. Now, he still runs well in the polls because, for the obvious reason, that a lot of Democrats think he's the best person to beat Donald Trump. And by far and away, the strongest motivation Democratic voters have is to beat Trump. But, you know, when you listen to voters, do they say, gosh, I'm for Joe Biden because I think he'd make a great president? You just don't hear that. You don't see the sense of inspiration, the sense of excitement that Barack Obama, to take one very good example, generated. Warren has more fire. She has more zip than Joe Biden. And I think she's giving him a very strong run.
Could you see a situation where a Biden a Sanders or a Buttigieg or somebody like that bows out of the race so that these people can get more time on a debate stage, showcase themselves instead of being crowded in a field of 12?
Not willingly, you know, but this what forces people out of the race, and we've seen it with a handful of people already, like Senator Gillibrand from New York, is they run out of money. And when you run out of money, you got to drop out of the race. And that's really the threat. And that's what happened to her. Cory Booker has been gasping for air and for money. Buttigieg has done pretty well in terms of his grassroots fundraising. So I expect him to stay in the race, but he just keeps getting stuck at about 5% in national polls. He's doing a little bit better in Iowa, where he's at about 12%, in New Hampshire, where he's at 9%. But, you know, after that first flurry of excitement, and a 37-year-old mayor of a small city, such an unusual candidate, also openly gay, he just hasn't moved. I mean, the stunning thing about this race is how static it stayed for so long, with the exception of the Warren surge.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.